Well, what a belter of a game it's going to be. I'd swear they only clashed last weekend.
Yeah.
Well, they actually did. And what a belter of a game that was. This even higher stakes this weekend when the Roosters come up against the South Sydney Rabbitohs again. The South Sydney Rabbitohs will be minus Sam Burgess. Anthony Minicello, Roosters legend, joins us. G'day, Minnie.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, in fact, I don't get sick of watching these two sides go at it.
No, you don't. It's just, you know, I think it's the biggest rivalry in the game. Every time they come up against each other, no matter who's in or out or where they are on the table, it is a bit of a slugfest, and they go at it. Two teams go at it. It's been going on for over 100 years now, and it's great. You know, the fans get into it. And
yeah.
It's going to be another edition on Friday night.
How, tell us about how it was impressed upon you when you first came to the Roosters, Minnie, because you're a Liverpool boy, so not a Roosters junior per se, but because right from the start, it's impressed upon you how important it is to beat South Sydney during the course of a year.
Yeah, when you first come to the club and you come up against South, it's like, mate, we've got to beat South. Everyone around the office is saying that. You've got to beat South. No matter where we are and all that, we've got to beat South. And then you get into it a little bit deeper where coaches maybe dive into it and they talk about the area and how the area got changed many years ago and some of the Roosters area got taken by South and all that. So then that gets a little bit deeper and, you know, you think about it, this is why it's such a great rivalry, you know. And on both sides, you know, when people go to South as well, it's ingrained that you've got to beat the Roosters. So it's such a such a big game when they come up against each other, and it's great to watch.
Look, Sam Burgess won't be there. It's been pretty well documented, Minnie, that he's got 1 week. It's not just for the hair pulling. The hair pulling pushed him over the bridge as far as previous indiscretions, which mounted up to a one-match suspension. What do you make of it?
Yeah, you're 100% right. Like, you know, I've seen him on the news last night being pretty upset about it. But, you know, have a look at his rap sheet. That's just, you can't keep doing that every week without getting suspended before he has to change his ways. You know, it was probably something small, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. And he's had a couple of high shots in the game as well. And each week he seems to be getting into trouble. So, you know, it's fair.
Yeah. Based on that, I'd imagine Jared Warrior-Hargreaves just an unlucky player in the wrong place at the wrong time, Minnie.
He'll probably get a week, won't he, tonight? He didn't actually knock him out. It was the head clash that was the awful part. And, you know, it's great that the young kid is okay. And I'm not sure if he's playing. I don't think he probably will, but that was a pretty heavy head knock. But I suppose Jared's been there plenty of times as well, so he's got to be careful himself.
They're heavy, heavy, heavy favourites, the Roosters, despite losing last weekend, but they get a fair bit of firepower back. Morris, Orbison, and a bloke called Luke Keary, particularly on that left-hand side.
Yeah, he's pretty important to our attack, isn't he? You've seen when we're chasing points last Thursday night. You know, if we had a Keary back in with a bit of creativity, it could have been a try or two there to win the match. So he's pretty important to our side. He works really well with Cooper Cronk. They fit together nicely. So, three senior players, which is fantastic. You know, under pressure, you need senior players to calm everything down. So those three players will come back into the side. Yeah, we are pretty short-priced. But I think if the Roosters play 1-17, play their best, I think they'll get them.
What about a fourth senior player? Is Jake Friend, it was always hinted at that week one of the finals would be when he's back. Is he confirmed?
No, I don't think he's confirmed. I think he's still still racing the clock. I spoke to him about a week and a half ago, and he has blood tests every few days to see how the infection's decreasing, and it is decreasing.
Right.
So I think he has to meet some criteria with the infection sort of almost gone out of his body. So he's just a waiting game, and, you know, he's sort of getting back into some training now, but it's all about, you know, is that infection gone?
Latrell Mitchell, I thought it was... he's had an incredible season, 250-plus points for the year. How did you assess his performance last Thursday, Minnie?
Yeah, look, he's been wonderful all year for us, and, you know, scoring points and kicking goals and some amazing combinations with Tubo. He probably missed a couple opportunities, he feels. where he sort of went out and went to score a try and just a little bit of a fumble. But, you know, he's always striving for excellence. So I think he'll be much better this Friday. I think he'll be ready.
Mm. And the other one I wanted to ask you about, I know you're heavily involved in getting him to the club. I know he's been a teammate of yours in the Italian side, but James Tedesco last night has won back-to-back Brad Fittler medals. The way he played even in that losing side last Thursday is just incredible. What do you say about the bloke who can't do much more in the game, Minnie?
Yeah, he's been amazing, hasn't he, ever since he came over to us. And he's been so consistent. And, you know, if you look at Teddy's game, you know, there's hardly any mistakes in his game. He's added his attack to a new level this year, and his defensive organisation has been outstanding. And, you know, he still thinks he can get better, and that's great. He's striving to improve every week, which is great for us. So, you know, he deserves all the accolades that he gets, and, you know, well done to him last night. Another Brad Fittler medal, well deserved. So, mate, he's a key player in our run, hopefully all the way to the finals.
Mm.
Best player in the game?
Yeah, at the moment, 100%.
Yeah. Mate, I'll get your thoughts on the other matches, because there'd be plenty of Canberra fans thinking James Tedesco had agreed to terms with them. He should be playing for them. But you know what? That's an old one. Canberra, a rank outsiders against Melbourne. Melbourne are $1.42 up against Canberra $2.90. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. They're really short, the Storm. But look, last time the Raiders went down there, they got them in the second half coming strong. I don't think Melbourne will let that happen again. Mm. They're a pretty smart football team. They know how to adjust their game to make sure that that they'll finish it better. I think it'll be a tight game. This is going to be a cracker. I can't wait to watch it. But I think Melbourne do win.
Asbestos Mars at 20 paces on Saturday night for Manly up against Cronulla. How do you see this one, Minnie?
Manly under pressure. And, Daly Cherven's reckon the pressure's off. So, it'll be wary of a team, especially at Brookvale. But, look, I think, you know, the Sharks, the way they played on the weekend, their roster from 1 to 17, if they play their best, I think they can win.
Okay. And the Eels and the Bronx on Sunday.
Yeah, Bankwest Stadium, going to be packed out. I can't see the Eels losing here. I think the Broncos, you know, their four-pack has been outstanding all year, and they keep the team in the game. So if they have a big game, they can make it tough through the middle for Parra, but I think the class of the halves and Moses will get them home.
Good on you, Mitty. Always great to chat.
No worries, boys. Take it easy.